Great news! You can now easily subscribe to more than 500 English lessons for just 99 cents a month. Click subscribe at anchor.fm/English Grammar Review/subscribe. Hey, it's so easy. Thanks for subscribing. Have fun learning English.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.
Idioms. Hey, I've got a few more idioms for you. The first one I want to start with today is born yesterday. Born yesterday means that someone might be a little naive. Hey, do you really think you can fool me? I'm not that dumb. I wasn't born yesterday, you know. So this explains a little bit about being naive, someone who is unsuspecting of things that might happen that could be possibly negative or bad. Here's another example. Philip is going to get hurt if he goes on trusting everyone the way he does. He never suspects that people make friends with him just because he's rich. He acts like he was born yesterday. You could compare born yesterday to wet behind the ears. This expression suggests that someone who was born yesterday has not learned to distrust or be suspicious of people and is therefore naive. Wet behind the ears suggests inexperience, while born yesterday suggests that the person is easily fooled. Hey, be careful with that one, but it's a great idiom to use if you need to tell somebody something they may or may not want to hear. Born yesterday. Hey, here's another one. Both feet on the ground. Both feet on the ground is to be realistic and practical. Here's an example. They're getting married very suddenly. They say they have both feet on the ground and that they've given it serious thought, but I have my doubts. Here's another. You're leaving school before you graduate? I don't think you know what you're doing. Are you sure you have both feet on the ground? You see how that works? So to be realistic or practical, both feet on the ground. Here's another idiom for you. The bottom line, the net result, or a simple and irrefutable truth. Here's an example for you. Hey, you've told me about the down payment, the closing costs, the interest rate, and the price of the house. Hey, but what's the bottom line? How much money am I actually going to spend on this house? Here's another example. You and I can argue around and around on this issue, but the bottom line is that our children will have to go to college if they want to get well-paid jobs in the future. Hey, a synonym to the bottom line could be long and short of it, and also the nitty-gritty. Hey, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. The expression, the bottom line, is often used to describe a monetary figure. That was my first example, but it also describes the basic, supposedly undeniable truth of an argument. The expression probably originates from the accounting practice of adding together the profits and subtracting the costs to arrive at a final figure under the bottom line on a spreadsheet or in a ledger or account book. I've got another idiom for you. Bottom of the barrel, the least able member of a group, or the least desirable items from a collection. Here's an example. That's probably the worst idea I've ever heard. You've really reached the bottom of the barrel, haven't you? Here's another example. I guess we can ask George to help, but in my opinion, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel if we have to turn to him. In other words, we really don't want to ask that person for help because he's not the best of the best of the best. An antonym to bottom of the barrel would be cream of the crop. Cream of the crop is like the best of the best of the best. Bottom of the barrel is often used with the verbs to reach or to scrape. Hey, you finally reached the bottom of the barrel, or you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.